Monday. How are we doing, by the way? Hooligans, are we, I mean, it was bad. Colfax, going back, 2020 Twitter was bad. You know, it was divisive. We all hated each other. We couldn't even talk anymore. It was just awful. But I got to tell you, over the weekend, Rockies fans, or just people, talking about what the Rockies did as far as trading away Nolan Arenado, I don't know that I've ever seen a more sad situation. But also, what were we talking about with the stocks when I filled in for the NoCo Now and news show? Robinhood, that thing? Like, that's kind of bringing us together, liberals and Republicans. Well, I feel like Jeff Breidich is bringing us together. Because we all are like, dude, who's Austin Gomber or Gomber or Gimber? Who is that? That's who the Rockies, who we're probably getting? ESPN said it like this, bold letters. The return for the Rockies is not expected to be significant with pitcher Austin Gomber. I'm going to say Gomber for now. And low-level prospects among the players who have been discussed. If I would have said to you last year, Colfax, I think the Rockies should trade Nolan and hopefully they can get Austin Gomber back. Like in that deal. You would have looked at me and said, What is a Gomber? Gomber. None of you know who that is. Nobody knows who that is. And now the Cardinals are probably going to go be like, have a damn good shot. I mean, they're loaded. Stud first baseman and Goldschmidt. Adam Wainwright. I mean, this whole deal is just ridiculous, man. And if the argument is, well, in the pandemic, you know, we're trying to save money and, you know, it was a financial burden at this stage. Do you deserve to own a team? I know baseball's different than every sport because of the salary cap, and, you know, poor teams can remain poor and rich teams just get richer. And it's baseball's weird in that way. But I've seen how dedicated and how happy Rockies fans can get when there's just a little bit of success. Even when there's no success, people go. And I see it. And to just do this with has anything come out of the Rockies camp yet? Has anything come out of Jeff Breidich's mouth about this? Like, hey, dear Rockies fans, I think there comes a time when a general manager or an owner needs to step out and say, hey, this is, sorry, here's what you are seeing, and here's our rationale behind it. At least give us that right now. Do you remember when the NFL was in the lockout? I know I'm taking two different things here completely, but the NFL was threatening the lockout. We ended up missing the Hall of Fame game, I think. That was, oh boy, that had to be 10 years ago. Pat Bowlen wrote a letter to the fans saying, "This, sorry that we're squabbling. Owners and players are squabbling. It's unfortunate, but unfortunately, the ones that are losing the most are the fans, and we're going to do everything in our power to make this right." Did that letter fix anything? No. But it made us go, thanks, Pat. All right. At least you're thinking about us. You know, I know you're one of the billionaires, and you're one of the billionaires fighting with the millionaires, but at least you're acknowledging that the little peons like us, the little ants running around, are actually kind of bummed out that we're not going to have football because you guys can't figure it out. Where's that from Jeff Breidich? Hey, Rockies fans. I mean, call it out. That's not going to change anything. Fans are still going to be irate, but I'm looking for this moment where we can walk away and go, yeah, well, at least he did that. There's not even that. At least we got Austin Gomber out of the deal. Like, you're not walking away. Say, Dixon says, just when Elway was trying to solidify his hold on the worst GM. I mean, come on. Those can't even be put in the same category. Breidich says, hold my beer. Elway should be. John Elway owns a Super Bowl title, Dixon. He owns a Super Bowl trophy. Well, he doesn't own the trophy, but you know what I mean. How can you even dare go there? How many AFC West championships in a row? Five? I mean, come on. You can't even go there. You know, even when John Elway made a trade, made a move, didn't we all at least go, you know, at the time, Shaq Barrett wasn't elite, and he thought he wanted to get another guy on the other side of Vaughn. He didn't know if Shaq... Now, was his foresight incorrect? Sure. He didn't see the future there. We all liked Shaq Barrett, but none of you... Come on. I know you liked him because he played for Colorado State, but none of you were in your car, driving around listening, watching games, whatever, thinking about Shaq Barrett going, that guy is going to be... That guy's going to get close to the sack record someday. I mean, come on. He was an undrafted guy. But at least you could walk away and go, all right, Elway took Bradley Chubb. He was the best player available at that time, based on the draft. At least you can walk away and say, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's not frustrating. You could have Josh Allen today. But at least some of those times you could walk away and go, all right, I get it. I hate it. Disagree with it. It's idiotic. But deep, deep down, way, way deep down, I can see kind of why he made this decision. Is there anything even close to that with this Bright situation? Boy, it's a rough look, man. I asked the poll question over the weekend. You said it on Friday, Cole, because this was still, the news just came out that there were talks going on. And you said you don't think you're going to support this team if Nolan goes over there.
No, I'll become a fan of wherever he goes. So happens.
And that, you know, everything in my sports-loving body tells me that that's wrong, but I don't know that it's wrong because this isn't just trading a player. It's just different. This one feels different. This one hurts. I mean, it actually hurts.
Yeah.
And the fact that Bridich would never talk to the media about it, he'd never really address the situation, didn't try to go make nice. I mean, your pride was hurt. That's what it looks like. And so you moved on. You got rid of him. You threw $50 million at him to help ease their pain of taking on that contract. And I'm not saying that Nolan, it was going to end in, you know, a great fairy tale ending here. Nolan was probably going to be gone. And I did agree the Rockies needed to get something from him. But this was the worst of the worst case scenario. You got rid of him. You paid money extra on top of it to get rid of him. You already paid some of his contract off. And you got Austin Gombert, I actually think. He's French.
Yes.
Gombert.
The French are known for their baseball,
yes,
for sure.
Yes. So, I mean, this is where we are. Listen, I don't know the other details of this deal. We're going to get more as we go here, but this one just feels different. This isn't Von Miller, even, right now. If Von Miller goes, I think there's going to be Broncos fans that are sad, but they understand it. When Carmelo left, they were mad at Carmelo, but we all kind of understood it. And in fact, if you walk away from that, you kind of appreciate Carmelo. Listen, I'm not playing in Denver. It's just the way it's nothing against you guys, but I'm a New York guy. I'm going to New York. Whether I'm going as a free agent or I'm going in a trade, that's up to these guys. And they worked out. So I don't really blame Rockies fans for saying, I'm done, I'm out. You never go to the playoffs. Dick Monfort has a history of saying the wrong things. I mean, he said he's written emails to people and maybe a couple of drinks in. I don't know. I can't prove that. He's written back to fans when they complain about the lack of success here. Saying, I don't even know if this state doesn't need a baseball team anymore. So you can respond to that, but you can't respond to this. You know, he's talked about, hey, I think it's reasonable, you know, go to the playoffs. I think it'd be really overachieving if we go 3 out of every 5 years. I just don't get it. I don't get this organization. They constantly make bad moves. They release prospects too soon. They get rid of guys in their prime because of what? Fights? pride. I mean, I look at John Elway. You want to say John Elway's up there with... No. John Elway and Von Miller were not in a good place before he signed that contract with Vaughn. I don't know how bad it was, but they weren't in a great place. But you swallow your pride. You sign the players because they're going to do the best thing for your organization. Now, how will the fans react? I'm very curious. Are you guys really going to not go to games? I mean, you tell me.
Can we go? In the first place?
When you can.
When we can.
When you can speak with your dollar. Texter, hey, St. Louis, here's Dixon, here's my smoking hot girlfriend who I love dearly, but you can have her. And here's my credit card for your honeymoon expenses.
Exactly.
That's right. And yeah, when you can have fans in the stands, will fans really speak? It's a beautiful place to go. They've done a great job there. But when it comes to handling their players, and just recently, DJ LeMahieu. I mean, if you're Trevor Story, do you want to re-sign here? Knowing that, I mean, first off, if you say the wrong thing to Jeff Breidich, something bad's going to happen. Then that's going to be the talk of the town. We're not switching gears. We're going to talk to Drew Kreisman of DNVR Rockies. And Drew is the most positive guy in the world. How's he going to spin it? We'll find out next. It's The Whole Show. Powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. I'm looking for some help. I'm racing in this Sweetheart Classic, thanks to Sweetheart City Racing in Loveland. We're going to be racing downtown Saturday, February 13th, the Sweetheart Classic, and I'm looking for some people to run with me. You know, it's not going to be that bad. I think it's like we figured it with 3.1 miles. That's not bad. And we can walk a little bit, all right? We'll get after it. If you guys want to at least look at this with me and maybe grab a beer, I'll grab you a beer. How about that? No, this is going to be great. It's always for a great cause. So check out the link. We have them, Loveland Sweetheart Classic, thanks to Sweetheart City Racing. Go there. We have a link on our website, 1310kfk.com. Click it. It's at the top of the page. It'll take you there. 21 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Drew Kreisman. Drew, I'm always looking for you to put... Can you put some kind of positive spin on this, man? We need it more than ever. Tell me there's something that came out of this horrendous trade. I don't even know if you want to call it a trade, that shipped beloved Nolan Arenado out of Colorado.
Nope.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's what, we were arguing about
this. I wish I could help you out here, Brady.
Drew, when you look at John Elway, we've talked about John Elway with the Broncos. We're getting people going, oh, well, Elway's not even close to that. At least with Elway's moves, at least with some of these moves we've seen in the past from our Colorado teams or throughout the country, you could at least walk away and go, all right, I don't like it, I don't agree with it, but I guess I can kind of see where they're coming from. I mean, here's our star player, here's $50 million to go along with it, and we don't even really get any up-and-coming promising prospects. I mean, is that pretty much the gist?
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah, this wasn't about making the team better. This wasn't designed to, in the long term or short term, this was about money, Brady. This was about saving money for Dick Monfort. And they'll claim, you know, they had to do it because of the pandemic and no ticket sales. And I'm sure they'll try to say, hey, you know, no pandemic, we can afford to pay Nolan. But $35 million a year for us poor, lowly, mid-market Colorado Rockies, we can't afford that anymore. So we had to ship him off. And I know the money is like a little bit confusing. Like they did send $50 million to basically cover these first couple of years for the Cardinals. Over the course of it, the Rockies will save over $100 million for right now. But it's like, cool, way to right on, way to go. And what are you spending that on? And, you know, there's been some talk, well, hey, maybe now they can sign Trevor Story. And look, I had made that argument to you on this show just a few days ago. And, yeah, if you get a couple of real prospects or you bring back a couple of real players and it's at all legitimate to consider that you could contend in building around Trevor Story. But Trevor Story is not going to sign an extension now, not because they traded his buddy or some of the other things people think about, or not because, you know, it's because the team's going nowhere in the near future. Like, this is, they have to rebuild now. They may as well trade Trevor Story and John Gray. In fact, you might as well trade Germán Márquez, because this move didn't get you closer to a rebuild. It didn't make your farm system substantially better. It doesn't brighten the picture for 2023 and beyond, unless they really do invest that money wisely, which is totally what the Colorado Rockies are known for.
Well, we were talking about all the moves in the past, since Jeff Breidich, even before Jeff Breidich. This one just feels different. I mean, Rockies fans have come back from tough moves and, you know, Tulo moving on. Like, that was a tough one. But here we are. This one just... And I don't even think, like, some Rockies fans would have said, all right, we get it, Nolan, Jeff, we still don't like Jeff Breidich for this, we still don't like Dick Monfort for this, but we get it, you got to get something in return. And then when you don't see it, you're like, why did they even trade him then? Why not let him play one more year and then just opt out eventually if you're not really going to get much in return?
Well, and the answer to that problem is the reason why everyone's especially mad. And I had a tweet I sent out the other day, and I wrote this in an article as well, is that the $50 million kicker is about this reality. The Rockies weren't scared that Nolan Arenado was going to opt out. I told you, I told everyone who would listen, I was screaming from the mountaintops, no way Arenado opts out. And everyone was going, but he hates it here. It's like, yeah, not $35 million enough. He doesn't hate it. Mm-hmm. But why the kicker? Because they were afraid he would opt in. He would stay, because if they keep Nolan for this year and he opts out, they save more money than under what they've done now, than with this trade. Then that extra $50 million, they wouldn't need to send it. So they were worried he would stay and they would be stuck having to pay him. And they were so worried about that eventuality, they were willing to take middling prospects and kick in cash. It was all about being afraid they were going to be on the hook for the next 5 years of his deal. That's the only way this makes sense. So, yeah, what they proved in the way the deal went down is that they were never worried that Nolan Arenado was going to opt out. They were worried he was going to opt in, and that should infuriate you as a Rockies fan.
Oh, my goodness. It's 2 years ago. 2 years ago, one of the greatest days in Rockies history. Yep. You're signing your guy. He's going to finish a Rocky. I know the opt out was there, but at that time, you know, it was a beautiful day, and we thought, man, Nolan's going to be here forever. And I guess, Drew, this is the question, and there's not a lot we can do about it right now. But if you can't afford this, if 2 years later, and I get it's a pandemic, but you shouldn't own a baseball team anymore. Right. If that's the reason, we can't afford it anymore, then what are we doing here?
Yeah. If you can't afford to pay Nolan Arenado what he's worth, surefire, huge future Hall of Famer, best guy who's ever, most talented player who's ever worn your jersey, maybe Larry Walker, but it's the two of them. And he's still, maybe not in the middle of his prime, he's still in his prime. And you're saying you just can't afford to pay him what he's worth. You can't afford to pay him market value. If you can't afford to pay a player like that market value, and again, I understand the pandemic, but not making $50 million is not the same thing as losing $50 million. And if you were about to save all this money, what the heck did you need to cut David Dahl over $3 million for? How cheap? Like, this is there. It's not true. And the one that saving grace I will say is, well, it's not a saving grace. It actually makes everything worse, but for all the other baseball fans as well, it's that all the owners are doing this.
Yeah.
They're lying to you. DJ LeMahieu's not a $15 million a year player. He's a $20 million a year player. But that's what they're paying him. George Springer got squeezed. This is nonsense. There's probably going to be a work stoppage a year from now because the owners keep claiming that they don't have money that they have. But this is by far the worst exercise of that ideology yet, to just unload the best player in the history of your franchise like he was a problem, like he was a weighty asset you had to get rid of. Ugh.
Well, and it's going to make you more money in the law. Having Nolan Arenado, I mean, I don't know how real fans are on Twitter. I mean, fans say a lot of things, Drew. They say, oh, I'm done watching this team. I'm over it. And they usually go back. But this one still, I know we're still fresh into this thing, but this doesn't feel like a normal situation anymore. This one feels like, wow, we're done. You lifted your middle finger to us as fans. And Nolan was one of those guys we would support no matter how bad the team was.
Yeah, and there are some similarities, and I do remember people saying after the Tulo thing, I'm done, I'm never watching again. They got a gift in Trevor Story right away that really helped people kind of move on. And, you know, who knows? If this next year we're talking about Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers are suddenly all-stars, and if you're rolling your eyes at me, I'll promise you no one was calling Trevor Story a future perennial all-star when he was in AAA. Okay, so, and again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but even that, I feel like, doesn't wash out the taste of what's happened here, because the Tulo deal in a vacuum made a certain amount of sense. The Larry Walker deal in a vacuum made a certain amount of sense. And at least there they tried to make the team better. They didn't. The reason the Rockies made the playoffs in 17 and 18 didn't have anything to do with the return from the Tulo deal. You know, so that's maybe a silver lining you can sell yourself.
Yeah.
But at least they tried. They thought Jeff Hoffman, Miguel Castro, and Jesus Tinoco were going to be contributors. They don't believe that about these guys. Or they're bit players. They're role players. They're fine. I don't want to disrespect these guys. But, like, Jeff Hoffman was a top 10 prospect. You know what I mean? Like, he was a draft pick. He had been – these guys had value that it's just not here. And so – I wrote an article today on the DNVR.com, and the opening line of it, it's not that they did it. It's how and why.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sums it up perfectly. I think you and I chatted about this Friday, and we've talked about it for a year now and said, hey, we get it. You're not necessarily winning with Nolan Arenado, but what can you do? What can you do to show the fans that you're still in this thing? And maybe he's the greatest third baseman of all time, but you got to try to find a way to get creative here and win games. What's that going to take? And if it takes ultimately moving on from Nolan, great, but what's that plan? And I think that's where fans are just they're just confused. And it's hard. Like you said, it's very, very hard. It's almost impossible to walk away going, oh, I kind of see what you did there.
Yeah, like instead of kicking in the $50 million, they could have tried. Now, Matt Carpenter and Dexter Fowler both have no trade clauses, so it's possible they asked and those guys said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. But those are the kinds of things. You could have brought back a couple of bad contracts, or you could have made it a $60 million kicker and demanded on taking at least one of their top 10 prospects. But that would have cost, well, an extra $10 million. And they seem less concerned about competing right now for the next couple of years. And the other cynical part of it may be because they just don't expect there's going to be fans anyway. So if you were going to boycott, well, whatever, because we're only going to be able to allow a certain number of people in anyway. And people will go because there's just finally live sports again. And they feel like, you know, they just have to recuperate their funds before they can do anything again. But it's so, yeah, Brady, it's just so cynical because there are ways they could have executed a Nolan Arenado trade that no one's going to be ecstatic about it, but they could have done it so that the person like me, who's defended them probably more than anyone in the press box over the last 5 years, could have come out and sold it to you on a show like this. And, well, they got this interesting guy. They got this other guy. You flip around, you build around story, you sign him. They could make a run at this thing. And instead, I'm sitting here going, nope.
Well, and Drew, you are one of the guys, you go deep into these prospects. And if you're not necessary, and again, I know you're not wanting to disrespect any of the players involved, but if you can't quite see, all right, down the road, these guys might work, I don't know if there's many who can. And that's the thing. That's why, again, wanted to get you on so quickly today, because if there's something there where you go, all right, I can see it. I can certainly see that these young prospects or whatever is going to work out. But again, with what you do and your coverage and going such a deep dive into these guys that none of us talk about, That's even more depressing. I mean, it's tough.
I had heard of one of them before.
That's a ringing endorsement, man.
And guys, Pop, you know, I will say I hadn't heard of Germán Márquez before they acquired him. That was a weird thing to me. I remember being in a Slack room at the time and really hoping for a couple of different prospects in the Rays system, pitching prospects that had more shine, that have not gone on to do anything. And Márquez was like, oh, he's not even rated that high, and he's turned into something great. So, I mean, you never know. And I will say that's one thing that Breidich has been decent at in his career is, you know, Yency Almonte was another one of those guys, just kind of grabbing these younger players that he sees more in, and they pan out better than at least the consensus thinks, whether or not they've been great or not. But it's just, you know, I'll look into them. I haven't even – I'm straight with you, Brady. It's been 4 days. I haven't been to any of their baseball reference pages yet.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll find a bit of hope somewhere in there. I do think a couple of them are pitchers. So, hey, that's always
good. Hey, bring in as many pitchers as we can get. What does this mean for Trevor Story? If you're Trevor Story and looking around at the situation, are you eager to want to lock it in with this Rock? First off, even if you loved it here and you loved being a Rocky, I'm not saying he doesn't. How do you know that something's not going to change in 2 years and the Rockies decide it's time to move on?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long conversation that Trevor needs to have with the owner and the GM if they're going to try to pull that off, because, you know, it's going to sound awfully familiar saying, yeah, no, you're our guy. We're going to build around you. We're going to give you the help you need. We're going to sign you to this long extension. Totally. So, you know, I think it's pretty slim chance at this point. And at some point, money does talk. And if you tell the guy, maybe even show him, make a few other moves first, maybe that's what you do with the savings. They do go out and sign a pitcher that people have heard of, you know, maybe a first baseman who can thump a little bit. Now you're going, okay, well, now he's got some lineup help. Charlie's still there. These young guys are coming up. If you start out good, maybe you can in the early season negotiate an extension with the money you've got, and make some promises about bringing in more help. But, oof.
It's a long road. It's a long road to get there. Yeah.
Just trade him, too. And it's going to be just a brutal year for Rockies fans. But either way, you're in for that. You may as well rip the Band-Aid off now. And, you know, I think at this point, I'd still try to keep these pitchers around. I mentioned trading Gray and Márquez earlier. They're young enough, and I still think you can extend them for long enough. But if you trade Trevor and actually get prospects back, and maybe some that are close to ready to go, you could have a new youth movement here and maybe build in a couple of years.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, again, we kind of thought a rough year was on the horizon for the Rockies anyway. So I guess there's that one line of thinking that says, all right, well, we're going to be bad anyway. Might as well get worse before it gets better.
Ripping out. Go full major league on this thing. Start calling 40-year-old catchers playing in the Mexican League.
I'm waiting for it, man. I half expected to see it. What do you say to those fans? Because you hear this every time the Rockies make a move we don't agree with. Always fans come out and say, well, look at the party deck, man. They spend all this money. They do this like crazy. And sometimes those are two different conversations, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this has nothing to do with the party deck, and it has nothing to do with McGregor Square either. I see people kind of pulling that into this. And it's like, those are different funds. Those are, you know, some of that has to do, I don't want to bore people. It's like building taxes and rules about construction, and are we having fun yet? But yeah, those are different categories.
Right.
But that is one of the things I'm most frustrated about, Brady, is like, I'm the guy who's been out there correcting the record for 10 years, you know, going, well, no, not actually. People call them cheap farts. And I go, well, no, you got to look, their roster is actually middle of the pack in terms of payroll. They've increased it X year. They paid Tulo. They paid Cargo. They paid Nolan. Did they treat any of those guys particularly well after? Guess not. But, you know, it's like, so, yeah, when we're out there going, no, it's really not the party deck. It's not McGregor Square. And even the times I've argued, even against Patrick Lyons on our, you know, my number two right here on a podcast, that saying, he always says, you know, Dick Monfort cares more about money than he does about winning. And I would always go, I don't know, man. I think it goes back and forth. But when the biggest movies ever made, that this one right here is all about money and not at all about winning, what do I stand up and say now?
Yeah.
I can't point out the tiny little inconsistencies in logic. They've lost that benefit of the doubt, and they need to earn it back over the next couple of years of showing fans that they actually do care about putting a winning product on the field.
Yeah, you know, and I not that this is going to help anything, but where's Jeff Breidich now? And I'm not saying that you owe a letter or something, but this move is, like I said, this feels different than any move I've witnessed as a sports fan. I mean, there's some big ones around Colorado that have happened and have been bummers and have been misfires, but this one feels so much differently that I'm like, is there some kind of, could there be something to the fans to say, I know it's like out of the box, but I remember Pat Bowlen writing a letter to Denver during the lockout 10 years ago to Denver fans, even though he was guy arguing with everything, you know, he was right there in the mix. But I remember that letter didn't solve anything, but it made me feel better.
Right. And, you know, I don't think this trade is actually even official yet.
Yeah, so I guess you can't.
Which I know. Right. Yeah, so which I know is one of his, like, big pet peeves, too. So I'm sure he's loving this. but honestly, and also I'll say to you this, Dick Monfort needs to answer questions.
Yeah.
Jeff Breidich can only say so much. But and again, I hate being this guy, and he's lost the benefit of the doubt, too. But I wrote this a couple months ago. GMs in any sport, they don't trade away talent to save money. Yeah. On their own. Would you do that playing a video game? No, because you're not getting that. That's not real money. And to Jeff Breidich, like, he doesn't get any of the savings. He's still getting paid exactly what he was getting paid before. Jeff Breidich has every incentive to want to make the team better. The Jake McGee, Wade Davis, all these horrible deals you hate, hate them all you want. They were designed to make the team better. So this move wasn't. This isn't about the GM being incompetent. This is about the owner being greedy.
Yeah, no, that's 100% right, and that's what I laugh at when you see it on social media. Oh, Monfort needs to fire Breidich right away, and it's like it's the opposite of the. And I'm not sticking up for Breidich because he hasn't handled you guys, the media especially, well. He hasn't handled these situations well. But you're right. At the end of the day, especially in baseball, it's the owner's money, and it's your job to figure out how to save it and how to use it the best of your ability. It's a bizarre move, Drew. So what you have something you wrote today we can check out?
Yeah, it's there. I believe the headline of the piece is the Colorado Rockies trade of Nolan Arenado is a slap in the face to the fans, so it should be pretty easy to find.
Hey, I wonder what that's about. Drew, appreciate you, man. It'll get better somehow, I think. It'll get better.
We got through Walker. We got through Tulo.
Yeah.
We get a brighter day will come, but it's going to be a little dark for a while.
It will be a little dark, but we'll be there. Drew, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brady.
All right, Drew Kreisman. That's DNVR Rockies there. And, you know, listen, there's not a lot of positive spin here, and if Drew can't find it, and I don't say that to disrespect Drew as a reporter. I don't say that like, oh, he's just a nice guy that loves the Rockies. When I say that, I say he dives into baseball players. Guys that you and I have never heard of, Colfax, and we won't hear of for four more years, Drew already knows about him. So if Drew's telling you that Gomber and some of these other guys aren't, and again, the deal's not final. We don't even know what's in the entire trade yet, but we do know that it's not favorable to the Rockies, and that was reported by ESPN. 41 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Dick Monfort saving some cheese in this move. How about Drew telling us they weren't so much worried about Nolan wanting to opt out of his contract? They were worried he was going to opt back in. And that was the fear with a lot of reporters we talked to said, no one's going to take Nolan Arenado at this point. That's too crazy of a contract considering we had this pandemic and no fans and all that. No one's going to take that shortened season. Well, they'll take it if you pay them. I guess that's the answer. They will take that contract if you give them more money to help them out. I do want to tell you guys about the chiropractic standard. You know, maybe you got some back pain, some shoulder pain, and when things irritate you, like Nolan Arenado being traded or whatever, it like starts to work up a little more, and then you're even more tense. And yeah, listen, the chiropractic standard, they've been helping me out. I've been going for a little over a month now, and I'm starting to feel results. You know, like for right now, for example. I mean, I still have some pain, but right now, none, zero. I feel great. And they're working with me. And I'm sitting down with the doctors, and we discuss, you know, hey, what's your progress looking like? Here's some tips you can use for home. So it's not just that get you in, do the business, do the job, do the cracking, whatever. It's also here's what you should be doing, you know, easy things to help you out in this journey. And if you're worried about chiropractic care, if you're worried about the cost, don't. It's worth a discussion, because you're going to build your own schedule. And if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You come up with something that you can afford. There is no price too small to work with getting great health. Get that energy back. That's the chiropractic standard in Greeley. Good news, Nikola Jokic was named NBA Western Conference Player of the Week for the second consecutive week. So there's that news, and the Nuggets take care of their superstar. NBA announced the Nuggets center Nikola Jokic has been named the Western Conference Player of the Week for his games played dating back to Monday, January 25th to Sunday, January 31st. That 47-point game really helped out, too. It says he wins the award in consecutive weeks. He becomes the first Nugget to win in back-to-back weeks since Carmelo Anthony in 2006. He now has earned Western Conference Player of the Week honors 8 times in his career. That is now the second most in franchise history. What happens when a name just keeps rising over the top of these records? They keep breaking records left and right with their team. That usually means they're the greatest of all time to play for the Nuggets. And right now, if you're hesitant about what him being an MVP, man, he's getting better every week. That's crazy to say that. See that spin move he had on Gobert? It was absolutely nuts. And he's just that good. Will Barton said it. Hey, nobody can stop him. It's honestly up to him every single night. And that is a tough, tough thing to stop for the rest of the NBA. Nuggets get the nice win over Utah yesterday, and we needed that. We needed some good news. The Dylan McCaffrey story, that's good news. I don't know how it'll work out. It's still bizarro world to me, but This is the world we live in. A 4-star recruit can transfer to an FCS school. I guess that's part of it. Ed McCaffrey's here, so his son. I guess it makes sense. Very interesting. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up with closing thoughts and what's on TV tonight. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to the Hall Show powered by PDC Energy on 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, what's on the tube tonight? Well, we've got here on KFKA, Duke at Miami, NCAA basketball happening tonight at 4:45. Is that right? 4:45 Mountain Time. We'll have that game for you here, 1310 KFKA and 1310KFKA.com. On altitude, Detroit and Denver. Detroit Pistons and the Denver Nuggets going at it. Why is that one significant? Jeremy Grant, who has been extremely good this year. Defensively, offensively, I'd love to have him still in a Nuggets uniform. However, he's getting what he wants individually. The Pistons are 5-15. They are 1-8 on the road. And now the Nuggets improving their record to 12-8 and 5-5 at home. They are 8-point favorites in this game tonight. So Jeremy Grant returns to Ball Arena. It's still hard to say. Closing thoughts for the day. Broncos didn't push harder for Matt Stafford. They were in the running, what we hear. I'm glad. I'm okay with it. I like this move. I like the fact that Stafford is not a Denver Bronco. I guess I look at what did he do in Detroit. He did not elevate that team. What makes you think he's going to come to Denver, 5-6 win team, average team over the last 2 years, and raise this team to the top? Nolan Arenado is gone. It was purely a move for money. And I don't know where you are as a Rockies fan right now, but I guess if you can't afford to keep a guy or pay a guy like Nolan, I'm not sure what the hell you're doing. Or if you can't get the assets in return for him. I don't necessarily hate the trade. I hate what you got or what you didn't get. Dylan McCaffrey is a UNC Bear. That's crazy to think that. We're going to try to get Coach McCaffrey on the program at some point this week. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.